mateys, 'tis Mark Sierra, Admiral of the Fleet, and Buccaneer at large. And any blaggarts who call me the Large will be keel-hauled. What's that you say? A message from the Venus? Let's have it.
We're on board the good ship Venus, the dreaded black galleon of Captain Crappy Jack Crutchbits, pirate, cutthroat, and terror of the Spanish Main. It's almost sunset. The great burning disc is falling towards the livid, rippling sea. A single muffled drum is sounding out a lonely heartbeat, and the entire ship's company is drawn up in a surly, grumbling line at the forward hatch cover. We are about to witness an execution. Ordinary seaman Charlie Bilgeknackers, former pirate, now victim, convicted of making obscene finger gestures behind the captain's back, sentenced to be fired from a cannon into the shark-infested ocean. What a bummer! I mean, nobody was really fond of Crappy Jack. At best, he was a mealy-mouthed, herpes-infected, arrogant son of a bitch, but the death penalty for giving him the finger? A bit extreme, really. Anyhow, the gun crew have loaded the great bronze culverin and are standing by as Charlie is unchained and stripped and forced feet first into the gaping muzzle. The lighted taper is applied to the touch hole, and with a thunderous roar, Charlie goes streaking away across the water like a guided missile, socks burning furiously and shouting awful remarks about the captain's immediate ancestors. Evil things like perhaps his parents shouldn't have had children, being brother and sister, and with a son like that, they couldn't have been married and possibly never met, and congenital stupidity must have been a genetic dominant in the family to have been passed on unchanged to Crappy Jack. Things like that. And as his voice died away in the distance, we all realized that instead of plunging into the shark-infested ocean, he was skipping over the surface like a flat stone until he ended up safe and sound on a nearby island. Well, talk about delighted. We could see him jumping up and down and laughing hysterically and making the most awful finger movements and uttering quite coarse and ribald jibes about the captain. What incredible luck. If we hadn't lined the gun barrel with barbed wire, he'd have escaped without a scratch.